Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
It's my pleasure each and every week at the same exact time to say welcome everybody into another edition and another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Dave Kinney, one of the go-to guys when it comes to values of classic cars, publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide and contributor to many magazines, publications, including Automobile Magazine and Auto Week, just to name a couple. And Dave does his share of traveling, so we have caught him, I believe, on a weekend that he is not traveling, so we'll find out where he's been recently, where he's going next, and we'll invite you to call in at our toll-free line at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, if you would like a free estimate of value on your classic vehicle or want some advice. Perhaps you're thinking about buying a Porsche. What's a good one to buy? What's a good one if you're looking for something that's going to appreciate? Or what's a good entry-level collector car? If you're first getting into the hobby, number one, you shouldn't be doing it for investing purposes, so we'll get that off the table right now. What's a good classic car for the first-time buyer? 855-660-4261. Also coming up a little later on in the second hour of the broadcast, who have we got? We've got, Don Jones, the CEO of the oldcarguys.com. Don has been traveling. Normally, he's based in St. Louis, but he's been on the East Coast, going to a lot of racing museums and other cool places, so we'll get an update from him. And also, Tom Appel, one of our regular contributors, publisher of Consumer Guide, is going to be with us, and we're going to talk new cars, some of the new cars that the folks at Consumer Guide have had in their driveway. What have I had in my driveway lately? Well, let's see. I've had the BMW Z4. I'm going to be writing about that this week at epictimes.com. Other recent vehicles, I had the Hyundai Sonata. You'll see my story on that in the not-too-distant future. And you can check out all of my various rumblings, including a story I did on the beautiful Mercedes S-Class Coupe, as well as, what else did I do recently? A new offering from Acura called the TLX. Check it out at epictimes.com. Right now, we go to the guest lines and bring forth one of the coolest guys, one of the nicest guys in the entire auto world. It's my pleasure to welcome automotive journalist extraordinaire and publisher. That's right, this guy is a publisher of Hagerty's Price Guide. It's Dave Kinney. Welcome, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Hey, it's just me. I mean, come on. You know, thanks for the build-up, but I really appreciate hearing from you. And by the way, I'm at Concours of America today and just was at the RM auction yesterday, so I'm not at all.
Perfect timing. I thought it was that time of the year, time for the great auction there in Detroit, in the Detroit area. It's an interesting story. There used to be Meadowbrook Hall, and then there was a little bit of a disagreement between folks, and it's splintered off into other events. But it looks like we have now settled on this great event just outside of Detroit at used to be, I believe, a Catholic seminary, a beautiful place called St. John's. And tell us a little bit more about the background of the event and the goings-on today, and then we'll talk about the auction.
Well, great. You know, it's now called the Concours of America at St. John's, and you're right. St. John's was a Catholic seminary. Now it's open as a hotel and a golf resort. Very, very nice place. And, of course, when you say golf course, you could be talking the potential for a Concours, and that's exactly what happened. This was Meadowbrook, and like you said, things have changed a little bit, but boy, did they land on their feet, at this great location. And, Bob, there are Concours really all over the country and almost every weekend throughout the summer. and they just keep getting better and better, and with better cars. And I'm just amazed at some of the vehicles that we saw today. I mean, you know, my favorite, of course, because I've got that weird bent, is a Pontiac Firebird that was made into a station wagon that might have been on the cover of Car and Driver, from what I remember, a long time ago.
I do remember that.
Right. And I saw that car sell, maybe 15 years ago, 12, 13, 14 years ago at least, at another RM sale, coincidentally. And, you know, once again, I'm kicking myself because I could have had a car on the concours field, but instead I was, you know, practical and wanted to do things like buy food and, you know, pay rent and all that crazy stuff. So, but anyhow, and I mean, you know, from that, they had a little but great selection of Japanese cars. They had the best hot rod display, I have to say, I've ever seen. They recreated a vintage gas station, the front of a vintage gas station with some, you know, kind of a Southern California look to it, with some great vintage hot rods in front of it. It was just such an impressive day. A little hot out here, but none of the liquid sunshine that we've gotten a few times at Meadowbrook. So the rain stayed away. But it was, you know, I mean, hey, I'll put up with a little heat to have just a fantastic day like this. And I wanted you to know, I ran into four or five people. I told them I'd be talking to you this afternoon, who said to say hi. I won't mention names here, but a lot of people, you know, you've made a lot of friends over the years, so you should be very happy about that.
Well, thank you so much, my friend. And I miss going to a lot of these events. Hopefully in the years to come, I'll get back on the road out there and get to be at these great automotive happenings. And I remind everybody, you know, at least once in your lifetime, you need to make a list. You know, they have overused the term bucket list, but there are a number of great concours events in North America, and this is one of them. So especially if you're listening in the greater Detroit area, of course, you've got to go. If you're listening in the surrounding states, you've got to make this a yearly pilgrimage over to St. John's and check out the Concours of America. And in conjunction with the concours, the folks at RM always had an event, but now the folks at RM have teamed up with the folks at Sotheby's. And that's an interesting story in itself. Tell us about this interesting new company and about the auction last night.
Well, the RM and Sotheby's, of course, RM from Canada, and they have now combined forces, and they've done a merger. And Sotheby's, a European and American auction house, very well known mostly for fine art. You know, now that cars are considered fine art, at least some levels, it makes more sense, and they're going along well. The you know, this is not their biggest sale, but you know, this someone called it batting practice for what comes up next month in you know, in California. I think that's really too cruel a way to say it. I would say it's more like a smaller warm up, you know, something like that for the auctions that are coming up in just 2 weeks, really, in the Monterey area. But they did well. They had a very nice sale. I can tell you about some of the cars. Probably going to have to go to your break here before I get into it. But the total was $7,425,000 sold yesterday afternoon and evening in a very, very nice event. Lots of emphasis on American classics here. And so good to see some Duesenbergs and Packards out on the auction dais instead of just you know, all cars that were built you know, not only in our lifetimes but when we were full on adults, Bob. You know, not even cars built when we were kids.
Very good. And you're absolutely right. We are fast approaching break time here on Auto World. And again, I would like to remind all you folks, we are live. Many other weekend programs are taped during the week. But I am here live. Dave is here remotely from the Inn at St. John's, where Concours of America has wrapped up, and we are here to take your telephone calls at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Everybody listening in KXCL land, I'd like to hear from you folks. That's News Talk 1540 KXEL. Everybody listening there, everybody listening in Atlanta, WCFO, everybody listening on all of our great affiliates, or if you're joining us online at GCNLive.com, don't be a stranger. Give us a call. This is Auto World.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Dave Kinney joins us from one of the great Concours events in North America, the Concours of America, just outside of Detroit at St. John's. And just before the break there, Dave was telling us about the big auction, which was held last night. RM and Sotheby's have teamed up, and lots of great American iron went over the block. And Dave, what were some of the big sales and some of the highlights of this great auction that happened last night?
Here was a Duesenberg. That's not real surprising. This is a 1935 Duesenberg SJ dual cowl Phaeton that came in, let's call it a little bit under $1 million, I guess, for purposes of just talking today. It was actually at $852,500. The cars that sold that were more from a newer standpoint, for $319,000, a Ford GT, relatively recent vintage car, built in the 2000s. One of my favorites was lot number
3. Me too.
I
love that. And I've told the story before, but it's 100% true. Back then when that car was produced, actually, in celebration of the 100th birthday of Ford, 2004, and the then president of the Ford Motor Company, and a Brit then that time, his name was Nick Shayla, and he was a really nice guy, and he actually said to me, like, Bob, you can have one of these. And Dave, I knew I was going to get married in a couple of years, and I thought, well, I really, shouldn't do this. But at the time, I actually could have afforded the payments, and instead of that, I bought a house, which I ended up losing $200,000 on. I should have bought that Ford GT.
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, we've all been there. So someday when we're together and there's a beer in front of us, I'll tell you the story about the $3,000 Mercedes 300 SL I didn't buy.
Wow.
We all have a few of those, but 2001 BMW Z8, and of course you remember those cars.
They came out
at the turn of the century. Cars sold for almost $200,000, and they were nowhere near that expensive, one new. But you can pretty much never pick which ones are going to be big winners and which ones aren't. But they're beautiful cars and fun to drive. My favorite non-car at the auction, which is a car we could talk about for the rest of the afternoon, as far as I'm concerned, the 1988 Lamborghini LM002, also known as the
E2, yes.
But of course, popularly known as the Rambo Lambo, the car that makes absolutely no, or the SUV that makes no sense whatsoever, and that's why everyone loves it. That sold for $192,500, and let's just put it mildly, it wasn't the best one I've ever seen. I believe the tires are somewhere around $2,500 each, times five. That's the price of a pretty decent used car. If you find one and it just needs tires, don't call that a $1,000 bill. Add a zero to that, basically, and maybe even more to get the job done. Just the absolute most impractical car of all time. But that's why we love some of these things, is just because they were somebody's crazy idea at some point in time.
Exactly.
And you gotta love it. It's a V12, front engine V12 monster machine. That makes a Hummer look completely, completely subtle, which, is one of the things you love about it. So they had a good sale. Like I said, I think just about 80%, 79% they're reporting of the cars that were on offer sold. It's a small room there, and so it's always filled with people. And they had on display some of the no-sale cars, but, they had put all the other ones away. No real surprises there. It's not like things are about to end or that there's any, huge difference in the marketplace, even though a lot of people are now talking about a bubble on a number of cars, a few of which I agree with.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so many great cars you just mentioned. I mean, the BMW Z8 is such a gorgeous roadster. It was penned by Henrik Fisker, and I was actually in Germany. It was my only time at the, in Germany, only time, courtesy of Chrysler, for that Frankfurt Auto Show unveil. And I had a friend in Massachusetts whose dad owned one, and yeah, she couldn't believe it when her father sold it, and I couldn't believe it either because he sold it for like $120 or so, and that's how much that car was new. But nowadays they bring a whole lot of money in that Lamborghini. Lots of our listeners may not be familiar with the fact that Lamborghini indeed made this this monstrous over the top sport utility vehicle. And ironically, a lot of the luxury brands and high performance brands, you know, we're talking about SUVs in the not-too-distant future. Bentley has got a concept vehicle out there. They say they're going to do it. Rolls-Royce is talking about it. Lamborghini has talked about it. It's an interesting time in the automotive world, and those are great cars.
Yeah, it really is. I'm really looking forward to seeing the Bentley. Bentayga, I believe, is how you pronounce the name. The new SUV that's coming out. And, you know, it's so easy to be dismissive of two different types of body styles, but it means that the companies are growing. You know, Porsche, you know, I think a lot of people know now that to have a 911, you have to have the Cayenne because one of them pays the bills for the others in so many ways. So,
I know.
You know, instead of going, oh, it's a, you know, it's a station wagon, it's this, it's that, I think we should celebrate some of those cars. Of course, I think we should celebrate every car. So, you know, that's different, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, you point that out. A lot of the Porsche files were horrified when the original Cayenne came out. And now, of course, they've expanded with the smaller version, the Macan. And we've got the big four-door, which has been a big hit, the Panamera. But the biggest seller is within the Porsche family is the Cayenne, the sport utility. And if it wasn't for the Cayenne, Porsche as a brand would not be around today. So you're absolutely right. All of you 911 owners, you know, you may not like where the direction that Porsche has gone, but this vehicle actually saved the company because it is sold so well across the board. I believe doesn't Soon Haggerty have one of those? At least she did a while back. I believe.
I'm not sure about that, but I believe she did. But you know, they're a fun car to drive. They're no 911. I mean, you know, but you know, getting back to that, you know, it's the typical story. You know, one is, you know, one paying the bills for the other is what happens with all manufacturers. So think about that. It's the you know, maybe it's the Impala that helps you have that Corvette as well as the you know, the Taurus that is going to make that new Ford GT available. So, you know, next time you're stuck behind one of those, think of that.
Yeah, absolutely. When we come back on the other side, Dave Kinney, one of the great guys in the automotive world, is going to be with us. We're going to tell you all about the Haggerty Price Guide. I bet you a lot of you folks don't even know what it is. Well, we're going to talk to the man who's the publisher all about it. That and more. This is Auto World.
East of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips touching together.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Rock and roll gearhead himself, Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, who just loves hot rods, loves collecting cars and guitars, and got a great book there, Rock and Roll Gearhead. Check it out. Dave Kinney is with us, esteemed automotive journalist. You can read his reports on the classic car world on auctions at Automobile Magazine, as well as Auto Week, and of course, publisher of the Hagerty Price Guide and all the different evaluation tools that Hagerty provides. He's the man behind the scenes doing all the hard work. And let's talk about all the cool things that Hagerty has to offer, including the car indexes. You guys have come out with just a wonderful index on a wide variety of different vehicles. You have different categories, and it's very similar to what we see in the financial world.
Absolutely, Bob, and thank you very much. First of all, I want to emphasize the word F-R-E-E. Everything is free, so I'm not pitching a sale here, but And the other thing I want to say is I'm just kind of the head of the project. There are a lot of people working on it. So I don't want to take all the credit, or if you think our prices was wrong, I don't want to take all the blame. But unfortunately, I have to. you can go to Hegarty.com, valuation tools, or you can just go to the Hegarty.com website. And it's a pretty neat website anyway. But the valuation tools part will for cars, post-war cars, you know, from 1946 up. We don't have complete coverage because no one does, but we try our best. Cars from 46 up, you can take your car. Let's say you have a 63 Studebaker Avani, you know, one of my favorites as well, and you wanted to build a graph, see what the value has been from 2006 all the way up to 2015. We have 9 years of data online right now. And you can see what the car was worth at different points in time by building a graph. Now, if you wanted to take that and take a Ferrari Daytona at the same time, you could see which one is worth a lot more and which one has gone up more dollar-wise. I hate to say this, but it was that Ferrari thing and not the Studebaker thing. But so you could put those two graphs together. You can actually build that graph yourself and print it out. There's a whole bunch of fun stuff you can do on there. You can look at some of the graphs that we built. We call them things like the Blue Chip Index. We have a Ferrari Index and a German Car Index, and all those things are kind of pre-published and ready to go to take a look at. But like I said, you could take, you know, maybe if you wanted to do a Nova or something along those lines, or maybe you wanted to take a Mustang. Anything you want, and you can put a graph together. You can do it completely free. You can take a look at it or compare it to other cars and see what they've done value-wise. And, Bob, I'm going to double down on what you said earlier. Don't ever buy a car as an investment unless you are a car dealer and know what you're doing. The investment side of it is the icing on the cake. It's the part that when you get ready to sell it, hopefully you'll be able to break even or, you know, maybe even make a little money. It's happened to me before, but I have to tell you, it's also happened to me the other way. I got my enjoyment for smiles per dollar behind the wheel and not from the bank account side of it. I think it's funny that with classic cars, so many people think you can buy them and keep them and do nothing to them and sell them for more money. But when you go out and buy a new car, you know, that's not always the case. You're using it and so every day you drive it, it might go down a little bit in value. And of course, I accept that. And most people do too. So with classic cars, know what you're doing. The more information you have, the better. My friend over at Kelley Blue Book, Phil Skinner, would tell you to go and take a look at what they have. And so I'll give a little shout out to Phil. We all work very, very hard to provide this information. And it's really cool to be able to offer it, on the Hegarty.com website for free.
Oh, yeah. You can't argue with the price, and certainly you can't argue with all the great work that you and the team do in putting this together, because it is just that, an awful lot of work. We'll throw out a quick trivia question here, and we'll make it a Cadillac question. We want to know the year, the pinnacle year, the tallest fin year for Cadillac. In what year did Cadillac reach the highest level in inches for their famous fins? You know, was it, I won't give it away here, but, you know, was it in the 50s? Was it in the 60s? When did it reach its pinnacle? What year? The telephone is open here, live. The telephone lines are open. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines available at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. What are you going to get? If you get the correct year of the height of the highest fins on a Cadillac, well, let's look in the bag here. We've got something from the Busted Knuckle Garage. Warren Tracy has sent me some goodies here. And we've also got some free wash drop samples, the new way to wash your car. And we'll take your information. And down the road, we're going to hook you up with a free Haynes manual. And that's worth a lot of bucks. So give us a call. The height of the Cadillac fins, what year did they reach their highest point? The pinnacle of the fins, what year was it? 855-660-4261. Taking a look at the Hagerty evaluation tools and these indexes. I particularly like the affordable classics. This is an index of collectible cars priced at under $30,000, and it's surprising to see some of the vehicles that have crept onto this list. A lot of vehicles that at one time were quite mass-produced, but nowadays, because the clock is ticking away, there aren't as many good examples out there.
Yeah, and that's one of my, my big talking points all the time. You don't have to be a rich guy to have a classic car. I go to these auctions all the time, and I have to tell you, I was at a Mecum sale, I guess about a month ago in Denver, and there was a last model year Pontiac Firebird, and a really nice car in, almost everyone's favorite color, resale red. With tan interior. And, this car was probably ready to get from Denver to your place in Florida or to my place in Virginia or to somebody else's place in California with just a couple of tankfuls of gas. And it sold for $7,500 plus the bidding fee of, a few hundred dollars more. So let's call it about $8,400. That's a heck of a lot of car for the money. It has airbags. It's got air conditioning that blows cold. Those things are what you want in a car that you're going to be driving as not maybe a daily driver, but a fun car, a weekend car, something like that. And, some of the cars we have on the list are the Studebaker Lark convertible, the Triumph TR6. This is the affordable classic list, which you can, see at Hagerty.com/valuation tools. The AMC Javelin, have we talked about AMCs, Bob? Have we ever talked about, what great cars they were and what crazy, wild, fun ideas they had back in the 60s.
That's so true. It's overlooked a lot.
They made some wild stuff. Cars that were painted red, white, and blue. Of course, those yeah. AMXs and those lollipop colors that came out. Big Bad Green and all those colors. Just great stuff. And there's a whole bunch of fun stuff that we never, ever get a chance to talk about. And, a collectible car is what's important to you. It might be an 18-year-old Volkswagen. It might be a Rolls-Royce convertible. It just depends. But don't ever let somebody tell you that, that you have to be a rich guy to get involved in this hobby. You don't. You can do it at the $5,000, $7,000 level. If you have a job and worked for a couple of years, you could probably afford, something along those lines. So, when you see the things on TV selling for $1 million, I think the list of cars that have sold for $1 million is still under 1,000 cars. Let me say that again. These $1 million cars make all these headlines, but, it wouldn't take but a few pages typewritten to give all the million cars that have been sold in the history of the world, at public sale, at auction. So, it's still fun and it still can be fun. The Hagerty guys have an article coming out. They bought a car for under $5,000 each. Three of them did it. This is the second time they've done it. I don't want to reveal what they've done, but, they're taking the cars to Auburn, Indiana to sell at the Auctions America sale there Labor Day weekend. And the competition is whoever makes the most, gives the most to charity, I guess. I don't know.
Hold that thought, Dave. We'll come back with lots more.
Leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No, 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 no.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair from lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. The shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite, he would go back to his hair loss.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite,
when I get to about 3/4.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops. It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
Each and every day, she is getting a Dynavite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose. 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
It's 100% free. That's right. All the information we're talking about, the Haggerty.com valuation tools. The man himself, Dave Kinney, is with us, publisher of the Haggerty Price Guide. You can also read Dave every month in Auto Week and Automobile Magazine. We got a trivia question out there, and it's a question about Cadillacs. We're looking for the year that the Finns hit their pinnacle. What was the highest number of inches that the Cadillac, I focused it differently. The year that the Finns reached their pinnacle, what year was it? We've got a bunch of people calling in, but let's go to the phone lines and bring on Frank, who joins us in New Mexico. Frank, thank you very much for being with us. How are you today?
Oh, enjoying the show as always. This is really interesting today, but the answer to the question was the 59, of course. 1959
was
the height of the tail fins, yeah.
The height of the tail fins, absolutely 100% correct. And Frank, you're a bit of a collector. You've got a number of vehicles, I know. Tell Dave a little bit about your own personal collection there.
Let's see, we've got a couple of... Well, my best car is probably either my 66 Chevelle 396 or my 87 Buick Grand National. I've also got a 70 Rover 3500S, 72 Lincoln Continental, and a couple of grocery getters, an 86 Olds Color Supreme and an 89 Nissan Sentra. So I've got a little fleet here, yeah.
Good you, for you.
You've got a really widely diverse fleet, don't you? You got about one of everything.
Yeah, I'm thinking the Rover market is slightly undervalued. I'm always hoping it'll go up. Maybe my Rover will be worth something.
You know, I would tend to agree with that all the way. You know, you kind of look to the country of origin sometimes where you see collectors. Rovers are all over the place now with younger collectors, and we're seeing people who are weren't even born when some of the vehicles came out who are very interested in it, and let's put it a little mildly, they can be a little agricultural. They're not they don't have the ride of a Cadillac, speaking of Cadillacs, but boy, they could be fun to drive and pretty easy to wrench on too, don't you find it that true?
Well, mine is a 3500S, the sedan, same model that Princess Grace flew off the cliff to her death in Monte Carlo, and the fact that it was rated the world's safest car in 1970 didn't help her any going off that cliff.
yeah, that's right. But cool stuff. It's fun to see. All of I'm seeing, like I said, all the stuff, the information that I'm coming out of the UK, people really starting to appreciate those cars that were not only built in the UK, but also were, you know, products that were engineered and put together, the whole idea start to finish. UK's building a lot of cars now, but they're things like Hondas, and so the domestic market there has changed dramatically.
Yeah,
it's a really good point.
I'm enjoying the show as always, Bob. Glad you're back on the air with all your equipment intact. And
Thank you, my friend.
I will not call you Sparky.
Yeah, Dave doesn't know that my equipment got struck by lightning, so I got knocked off the air there for a while. But thank you so much, Frank. And hold on for Patrick.
Personality,
okay.
Right?
That's what it was. Definitely my electric personality. Let's go to another question here. Came in via email, and the question comes from Eric, and Eric is listening in Alabama. Eric is interested in acquiring, speaking of British cars, perfect segue here, a Triumph TR6. And he says he loves the TR6. He loves the ones with the red line tires. He wants to know if all TR6s had the red line tires, and is there any particular year that Dave would suggest over another year? What do you think, Dave?
Great question. I've owned two Triumph TR6s. I'm a big guy. I'm tall and a little bit wider than I should be. And the Triumph TR6 fits me, which is something that not all cars do, and not a lot of British cars. A lot of people say to get the early ones or the late ones, that's so true for so many cars. I kind of like them all. The TR6s, I've seen some tremendous buys on them, but I've also seen them sell for in the $30,000 range and up. I guess the final year for the TR6 is the 75, I believe, and the earliest ones are the 71. Is that correct?
That sounds right.
Actually, I think it was 69. 60, yeah, 69. 70.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of people don't like the rubber bumper cars, the ones with the bigger bumpers towards the end. I would say to take a look at an early one, a 69 or a 70, and see if you like that style a little bit better than the later ones. But the biggest thing of all is make sure that the car is solid and doesn't have a lot of rust. Not those cars are the worst case scenario. All of them rust, but look for the most rust free one. And I would look everywhere. I wouldn't just look on Craigslist and eBay. I would look on cars.com and some of the other websites, of course, Hemmings Motor News. And they're also a pretty good car to buy at auction. You can get underneath them, crawl around, take a look at it, kind of sound out the engine and things like that. And I've seen some, in the last 2 years, I've seen some really nice cars sell for the sub $10,000 price.
Great question. And we continue with our questions for Dave Kinney at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Got a question here from John, who's in Philadelphia, also on British cars. John says, growing up, he absolutely loved the Aston Martin Lagonda, the four-door sedan. Today, he says he sees them relatively affordable, $20,000 to $30,000, but he's heard these can be very expensive to maintain. And he wants to know if Dave has any recommendations or advice about a potential purchase of a Lagonda. Cool-looking car for its day.
Man, they still kind of look like a spaceship. Basically, they came in three separate series, and they got the third series. They squared it off, I guess, for the first and second series, and rounded it out a little bit on the third series. Now, I have a very good friend who drives one and has re-engineered the car in some ways to keep it on the road. But what he's heard is absolutely correct. They are not cars for amateurs in terms of keeping them on the road, and they can be expensive to keep going. That digital dashboard, kind of the first of those digital cars, can actually be a nightmare. But for people who know what they're doing, the value of these cars is going up and creeping up. And, of course, Aston Martin is reintroducing the Lagonda name, and that's going to help it as well. I don't know his skill level, and I don't know the cars that he's been looking at. But, boy, if there ever was a warning to buy the best one that you can afford, this is it. But the trend is absolutely upward on these cars, and for Aston Martins, you don't have to even say it. That's awful cheap for an Aston Martin, what you can find some of these for. And I have seen them creeping up into the $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 range as well.
Yeah, I know Bo Bachman from the Bachman family, Galpin Ford family. They, of course, have an Aston Martin dealership, but I know Bo himself, who worked on Pimp My Ride and has a customizing shop out there, GAS. He's got a number of those vehicles and absolutely loves them. But as Dave says, you're dealing with folks when it comes to Bo, who has a lot of great mechanics at his disposal to help sort these vehicles out. So be careful on that front. Here's another good question. This one comes from Jeff in Connecticut. And Jeff would like to know, Dave, if all air-cooled Porsches continue to rise in value. He says that he would love to get an air-cooled one, but he hears the prices are going through the roof.
You know, I get this question every time I go out and give a talk, and it's a great question, and thanks very much for sending it our way. The air-cooled Porsches have been going up. I'm a little concerned about the prices at this point because the special cars, let's just go crazy and talk about the RS car or something like that. They started the trend, and of course the early 911s, they're called 901s, because of the nomenclature on them was originally going to be 901, and then Peugeot decided no, they owned that, so they were called 911s. Those cars have been going up a lot, but I have seen some kind of mediocre cars bring some really crazy prices, and I'm a little concerned about that when the market kind of calms down a little bit and takes a breath. Maybe they're going to come back and say, hey, wait a minute, unless it's a special car, maybe we should stay away at that kind of price point. There was an 89 Porsche 911 that sold at the auction here yesterday. Went for $176,000. Now, it had $1 million worth of paint on it.
Hold that thought, Dave. We're up against a break. It's J.C. Whitney's 100th anniversary. Please join us in celebrating 100 years of everything automotive. Visit jcwhitney.com today to enter the Centennial Sweepstakes. You could win your choice of a custom 2015 Ford F-150 or Jeep Wrangler Rubicon, and a trip to SEMA Ignited in Las Vegas to pick up the keys. Enter today at jcwhitney.com. Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Farmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.